Like everything else, hitting one of our great walks is going to cost you more. Most huts and campsites are going to be seeing prices increase by about 18%. The Paparoa track is only rising 6%, so there you go, that's something. That'll mean a hut on the Milford, the famed Milford, will cost you $92 in peak season, which doesn't strike me as overly expensive. It's not the Ritz-Carlton, is it? And international visitors will continue to pay that 50% premium. Now, Hayden Mariner is the chair of the Backpackers Youth Adventure Tourism Association and is with us. Hayden, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Mike, how's your morning?
Very well indeed. They argue they haven't put the prices up since 2019, so can we forgive them?
Oh, absolutely, we can forgive them for upping the price. As we all know, there is an increasing cost of business across the board. But the hard part for our tourism businesses, and this is probably not a well-known fact, is that international tourism businesses have to set their rates 2 years in advance. So any time that we have a late change in fees, it's a two-year waiting period for some of these businesses to be able to change their rates to meet those costs.
Okay, so they will have known that and thought that through, or that'll have come as a surprise?
You do try and build that into your costs, but, 18% is a little high, but we also need to consider, too, that our tourism businesses that work on the Dock Estate absolutely love it, and they absolutely respect it, and they do so much work to maintain it. And their staff work volunteer hours with things like search and rescue. So they are people who understand the value of paying for that. Mm. The problem with the Dock Estate is that it's generally not well-funded, and we can't keep leaning on international tourists to foot the bill.
Well, because I'll tell you what, at $92, that's about 45 American. And if I'm a rich guy from New York, I'm thinking this is a joke. I'll happily pay it.
Oh, absolutely. And they will happily pay it. But the funding model can't just be on tourism. It's a New Zealand value. We love, as New Zealanders, our Dock Estate, but we're asking just the tourism sector to pay for that. And that's where there's a breakdown. And if we do value it, then as New Zealanders across the board, from the general tax take, we probably need to fund it a bit better. There's also gaps in that funding too, Mike. So you're only paying for certain portions of use of the Dock Estate and not others. For instance, you can walk the Tongariro crossing for free, but no one's paying for that except the professional tourism operators.
Right.
And that's all visitors. And that in summer basically looks like a caravan.
Yeah, it does.
There's that many people doing it.
Yeah.
So who's funding that? Well, at the moment, it's some portion of New Zealanders and lots of international tourism concession holders.
Is everyone aware of this? I mean, is everyone aware and sort of agrees with the idea that it's a bit haphazard?
Oh, absolutely. The Department of Conservation funding, and particularly as it relates to tourism, has always been quite a contentious topic. And by no means tourism wants to pay. They are not trying to duck this. They absolutely want to support the environment. Sustainability is built into the New Zealand promise. We want to maintain that. But it needs to be better looked at so that it's better managed. Because if you look at the Tongariro crossing as a great example, its use versus its revenue,
exactly.
They're miles apart.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that because, Hayden, appreciate your time very much. Hayden Mariner, chair of the Backpackers Youth Adventure Tourism Association. Love is passion.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.